Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code and Tenderfoot TV present Bloodthirsty Hearts, starring Victoria Morales, Sophia Bryant, Gus Burney, Savon Alira Rose, and Cheyenne Haynes, created by George V. Ganim. Episode 3, The Suckening.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Is this real? Am I holding a real?
Denny, drop the head already!
Oh my god!
What is happening?
Susu!
The gallows are real?
Susu!
Zapharos is real?
Susu, snap out of it!
Here!
Zapharos and Strigalas! They're all real!
They are!
Joy! You slapped me!
Thank me later! Come on! We gotta get the hell out of here! They've got the doors blocked!
The exhibit halls! This way!
Stay away, you Strigala scum, or I'll stab you with my self-riddle spear!
JK?
Holy shit, that dude got, like, so murdered.
Pick up the pace, Blake, or that'll be us!
We're all gonna die. We're all gonna die. Joy, are we gonna die?
I don't know, Aaron. I mean, yes, eventually, we're all totally gonna die.
Now's not the time, Joy!
Those freaks are blocking these exits, too.
There's gotta be an emergency back exit thingy, right?
Come on!
Down here. Seriously, Susu?
What?
Blake, you literally couldn't have picked a sketchier hallway. Feels like twins in American Girl outfits are about to pop out on us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does this hallway scare you more than the bloodbath we just witnessed out there?
Blake, I held a person's head, and that head didn't come with the body. This is better. Look!
An exit! Oh my god!
Okay, look at all that blood.
Is he dead? Joy, check his pulse.
What? Why me?
Cause you like screamo or whatever now. Blood and death should be right in your wheelhouse.
What makes you think I like screamo?
Your hair?
Oh, your hair. I got an idea. How about you check his pulse, Denny?
I held a decapitated head, Joy.
Ugh, again with the head.
It just happened! He's alive! Hello? Hello, person? Susu, what's his lanyard say?
Volunteer.
Hello? Volunteer? If you can hear me, my name is Aaron. You've been in an accident, most likely monster-related.
Cool. Great. He's not dead. Can we run for our lives now?
guys?
Are you suggesting we leave him to die, Blake?
Actually, I'm suggesting we leave him to live. It's called being optimistic, Susu. Ever heard of it?
Ever spelt it?
Guys?
Are you calling me stupid?
Well, stupid is as stupid does.
Guys!
What?
I think the volunteer is... Aspergala now!
Run! In here! In here! Oh, shit! He really wants it!
Quick! Grab everything you can and throw it against the door!
$100. Patience, time, power. We have waited for the perfect opportunity. We have struck those who have dismissed us exactly when we should. And now, look at us. No longer will we be mocked by another bloodthirsty heart. No longer will we have to take their rather opaque production design and exposition-heavy dialogue. Aside from Lord Kent's portrayal of myself, which is rather good, the fallacious depiction of our people as a whole will no longer go unbridled. But... not yet. But our work has only just begun. There remain rodents within our midst. Hunt the humans. Exterminate them. And when all that is left within these walls are their cold, empty husks, we will begin to write our own story. One where we conquer this disgusting land of Cleave, which shouldn't take long. And then... the world!
I think the guy out there's finally gone.
Dang it! My phone's dead. Anyone have service?
Nope.
My phone's dead too.
Searching for service must have drained our batteries.
Someone had to call for help at some point, right?
You think our families know what's going on?
How long have we been in this janitor's closet?
11 minutes.
Joy, can you tell me how long we've been in this closet? I mean...
Seriously? Susu just told you. 11 minutes.
So what are we supposed to do? Sit here until someone saves us?
Or until those things figure out we're in here.
We just need to survive the next 9 hours.
Susu, did you say 9 hours?
Until dawn.
Exactly. Strigalas are half vampire, half gargoyle, which means they hate the sun like in the movies. So as long as we outlast them until dawn and get outside... Wow. I just heard how ridiculous I sound. Am I actually talking about Strigalas like they're living, breathing things and not fictional monsters from the books and or movies? Is this real?
That severed head was very real.
Ugh.
Shut up, Joy!
So what? We're supposed to risk our lives assuming these Strigalas are just like the ones from Bloodthirsty Hearts?
Think about it. The Strigalas look exactly like the Agnes Lapa sketches in the first BTH book. They even sound just like she described.
But Agnes Lapa is like cuckoo bananas, isn't she?
So she once claimed in an interview that she boned a Strigala during her college days abroad.
Ew,
but
what?
As disturbing as that image may be...
Very disturbing.
Still on the fence.
It doesn't seem beyond the realm of possibility anymore.
I can't believe this is happening. In Cleveland... Russia, Florida, sure, but Cleveland, Ohio.
And why? Why now?
You heard Zafaros. The movie franchise pissed them off. They made the Strigalas out to be weak as shit, getting one-upped by Seamus in every single installment. Zafaros knew everyone involved would be here at the convention and couldn't wait to get his revenge. This is it.
Do you guys think we're the only ones left?
I know I'm quote-unquote screamo and therefore lack empathy, but doesn't it feel wrong to just sit here and do nothing?
What could we possibly do, Joy? They're monsters with wings and fangs. We're high school seniors with ADD and Invisalign.
I'm with Joy. We need a plan. What would Dr. Seamus Van Helsing do?
Okay, it's been over an hour. What are our options?
Well, Blake's still of the do-nothing persuasion.
AKA the option that doesn't get us killed.
Susu, you say we should get to the roof. Aaron says we should get to a working phone. I still think we can convince a Strigala defector to join our side. And Denny hilariously insists we do the monster mash. That's where Denny is.
People are dying, I'm making jokes. What is life anymore?
Well, back to square one.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, Blake?
Could you pinch me?
Oh, why?
About a week ago, I had a nightmare where I showed up to homecoming with Kyle. Oh, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm sort of dating Kyle right now.
No way.
Cool. Congratulations.
So in this nightmare, Kyle and I walked into homecoming, but when I went to take off my, I mean Kyle's varsity jacket, I realized I wasn't wearing a top, and everybody at the dance stopped what they were doing, pointed at my, you know, and started laughing.
You got a weird birthmark or something?
No, Joy.
Infected belly button piercing?
Denny, ew. I don't have a weird birthmark or an infected belly button or a third nipple either, okay?
I think Blink is a third nipple.
Anyway, it was mortifying. But then I pinched myself and I woke up. I wish this could be another one of those nightmares. At least then I'd know how to get out of it. Ouch, Aaron!
You asked me to pinch you!
Remember the last Halloween all five of us spent together?
Eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
We convinced our parents we were old enough to go to the haunted corn maze, remember, Blake?
Corn maze? Nope, not ringing any bells.
What? We were all dressed up as our go-to characters. Denny, Joy, and I were Strigalas, you were Dr. Seamus, and Susu, you were Zafaros, remember?
No, I don't.
Really?
I just remember how scared Joy was.
I wasn't the one who dropped my hot chocolate and bolted through one of the walls of corn the moment we heard footsteps.
It was a shortcut.
Sure, Denny.
FYI, those footsteps belong to a toddler dressed as Tony Stark.
What?
And not even Iron Man. Tony Stark. He had a painted goatee and transition lenses.
I was just trying to find Susu and Blake after they ran off together.
I don't think we ever
We probably
ran
found
off
another shortcut.
Together.
Psst. Hey.
You hear that?
Where is it coming from?
Up here, in the air vent. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Allison, and I'm with CMC Security.
Hi, Miss Allison.
Miss Allison? Girl, I am 26 years old, and you are not a child.
Sorry, force of habit.
Okay, I came by to let you ladies know that you're loud as hell,
Excuse you?
Don't get defensive, just listen.
You're loud as hell, vent lady.
Okay. Well, I say this because I could hear your whole convo from the CCTV room, and—
The whole convo?
You, Blake?
Yeah?
Yeah. You and Susu got issues, girl. Anyway, since y'all are the only living people I can see on a security camera not covered in blood, I figured I should at least try to help y'all out of here before those goth bitches figure out where you're at.
Shit. They're coming!
If y'all want to live, shut the hell up and climb on up here quick, or else they're gonna shave you down like shawarma!
Okay, who's first?
Jump, Susu, jump!
I can't
try
reach.
Try jumping higher.
Oh, jump higher. What a great fucking idea. I'll just jump higher.
Use that mop bucket to stand on.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
On three. One. Two. Three. Gotcha.
Oh, my phone. I need my phone. Never mind.
Go, go, go.
Where?
Straight ahead and then left.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Just keep crawling. Just keep crawling.
Go faster, Joy.
Slower.
Faster, faster.
The hell you think I'm doing, Blake?
Man, you girls are mean.
Wait.
What? But why are we stopping?
Shh. The hell is that?
Go!
Go, Aaron!
Go, Denny!
Go, Blake!
Go, Joy!
Slower, faster, Blake!
Just go!
Ah! Oh, no! The dog bit just got my leg!
Give me your hand!
I can't! Oh, shit! The bitch is biting me. Oh my god. Ew, it's so gross. Ugh.
Help us, Susu. Come on.
Go.
Wait.
No, get out of here. Get to the control
no,
room.
No, give me your hand.
Go. Go.
Oh.
Yeah. Tell my story.
But we don't even know you.
It's official.
What?
I'm not sexually attracted to Stragalas anymore.
Oh, Aaron.
It took you this long?
I feel shame.
Whoa. Look at all these screens.
It looks like there are cameras at every door, room, hallway, and the entire perimeter inside and out.
Oh shit, a landline.
Does it work?
Yes.
Call 911.
Where's your emergency?
Hi, yes, we're stuck at the Cleveland Memorial Coliseum and we need all the police. SWAT, FBI, MIB, The Rock, whoever you got.
Ha, ha, ha. Very funny.
What's funny?
You're like the 13th prank call I've received tonight in regards to the Coliseum, sweetheart.
Prank? This isn't...
Let me guess. Winged, crazy, Voldemort-looking monsters eating people alive?
Yes. I don't know what a Voldemort is, but yes.
Yeah. Not buying it.
What's happening, Aaron?
They don't believe me.
Give me the phone.
No, I can do...
Hello?
Oh, great. A friend.
Listen, we're telling you the truth. Stragalas, led by their evil leader, Zapharos, have taken over the Bloodthirsty Hearts Convention and are killing everybody. It's only a matter of time before they start terrorizing the city, and who knows?
World domination?
Eventually, probably yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you have a pen and paper?
I need a pen and paper.
Got it!
We have a pen and paper.
So, what you need to do is hang up and call 1-800-555.
1-800-555. 0199. And who am I calling?
Your mama. See, I got jokes too. Happy Halloween.
Son of a...
What? What's happening? Are the cops coming?
No.
Told you.
What do we do now? Our parents! Here!
Denny? You gonna use the phone or not?
I don't know their numbers.
You don't know your own parents' cell phone numbers?
Not by heart. I never had to. I just tap their names on my cell and it dials it for me.
So check your phone.
I told you, Susu, my phone's dead.
Move.
Oh, who the hell remembers a phone number nowadays? Joy?
Not even gonna pretend to know a number.
Oh no.
What?
Check out these monitors.
Which?
These ones. That's live footage from the exterior cameras.
So what, Susu?
So what? Look. What don't you see?
I don't see anything.
Exactly, Joy. We're in downtown Cleveland. Where are all the lights?
And that means?
It means move over. I think I remember my dad said. Oh, shit. The line just went dead.
Did the power just go out? Are we in trouble? We're in trouble.
Bloodthirsty Hearts stars Victoria Morales as Susu, Sophia Bryant as Blake, Gus Burney as Aaron, Savon Alira Rose as Joy, Cheyenne Haynes as Denny, with Ezra Buzzington as Zafaros. Additional performances by Thomas Hobson, Cairo Kassan, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Honey Gay Lauren, Chris Pencell, Josh Pafchek. Created and written by George V. Ganim. Directed by Sam Beasley. Executive produced by Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, Sandra Yi Ling, Donald Albright, Payne Lindsay, and George V. Ganim. Produced by Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez. Co-producer Sheena Pinkney. Original music by Darren Johnson and Brian Kessley. Edited by Gabe Birch. Sound design by Scott Mankey. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, and Ben Milchev. Additional engineering by David Tadashore. Additional editor, Eric Aaron. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Music editor, David Tadashore. Musical performances by Isaiah Gage and Will Tendy. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisors, Aaron Sauerland and Arlo Thompson. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Production coordinators, Bailey Grayson and Paolo Wolfsdorf. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Neronia. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, and Devin Hennessy. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Bloodthirsty Hearts is a Q Code and Tenderfoot TV production.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.